Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things KISS. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
This is This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod. I'm Paul Stevenson. Today is May the 30th, and we start on this day in 2003, when record producer Mickey Most died, aged 64. After a short period of being in bands himself in the 50s, including the Most Brothers and Mickey Most and the Playboys, Mickey then went on to work with and produce huge hits for the likes of The Animals, Herman's Hermits, Donovan, Jeff Beck, Susie Quattro, and Lulu. He died as a complication of asbestosis. On this day in 1964, the Beatles hit number one in the US with Love Me Do. The American single featured Andy White on drums, with Ringo playing tambourine. The UK single featured Ringo on the drums. There were actually three versions of the song cut, with Pete Best first putting down a track with the band in the early days. Birthday-wise, the Clash drummer Nick Topper Headen. He was born on this day in 1955. He's 68 today. And bass player with the Dead Kennedys, Klaus Fluoride, is also celebrating. He turns 74. But for today's main show, then, we're going to focus on a song peaking on this day. Yes, on this day in 1987, Moonlight Desires by Gowan peaked at number 10 on the Canadian chart. The Scottish-born Canadian musician released Moonlight Desires as the lead single from his third studio album, Great Dirty World, which was the follow-up record to his hugely popular Strange Animal release that contained his huge hit, A Criminal Mind. Anyway, Gowan, who has been part of the band Styx since the end of the 90s, got Yes legend John Anderson involved with Moonlight Desires, which, well, obviously helps, doesn't it? Now, I interviewed Gowan on episode 39 of Vintage Rock Pod, and I asked him all about this single. I just want to mention legend John Anderson, lead singer with Yes. He provided guest vocals, didn't he? I mean, how did that come about?
Thank you very much for mentioning that. Yes, John Anderson heard the Strange Animal record. He was making an album in Los Angeles, and he heard it, and we were in very close range studios, and again, he was in the producer's car and played Moonlight Desires, and he really liked it. And we were going to put a guitar solo in that section of the song where he sings, but then he kind of did a scat vocal in there that was way better than any guitar solo could have possibly been, because it was
John
Anderson. And that's such a beautiful moment in that song when he kind of takes the solo. And we wound up going to Mexico together a few months later, and we did the video for it on the Mayan pyramid. So if people want to check that out, it's from 1987. You'll see John Anderson. He's dressed as what I could only assume was like one of the Mayan sun gods, and he's on the pyramid of the sun, and I'm on the pyramid of the moon. And I remember we were up there about 4:30 a.m. because back then, to get a great overhead helicopter shot, we had to be there at the crack of dawn. Paid off the guards, you know, that were looking after the area. And it's funny because we had to do this whole clandestine thing to make that video. And I went back there a few years ago. We were playing a concert with Styx there at an arena in Mexico City. And what do I see when I go there after all the hoops and rings of fire we had to jump through to get that video made and get the helicopter all set up? You weren't allowed to film there. It was considered, you know, a taboo thing. When I'm there now, it's just thousands and thousands of people with these just doing this all the time, constantly. I thought, wow, I live to see it. So anyway, that's Moonlight Desires. And that was a great hit for me again in Canada. I think one of my best memories of that is that when Yes came to play, it actually reached number one. And I'd never met Chris Squire. And John introduced me. And the first words that Chris said was, "Congratulations on the number one." And then his big hand, this gigantic Chris Squire hand, shook hands with me. And then we wound up touring with him many years later with Yes. And he remembered that. A phenomenal musician.
And I'll be back tomorrow with more On This Day rock goodness. So until then, take care.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.